Lopez, and I am from Boston University School of Social Work, and I'm going to tell you about the difference in HIV risk behaviors and health status between Puerto Rican injection drug users residing on the island and in Massachusetts. The study aims are to examine age of first injection drug use and its association with HIV/AIDS, hepatitis C, psychiatric symptoms between two samples, as I said before. One residing on the island and one residing in Massachusetts. This is a collaborative effort with Dr. Professor Lena Nongren from Boston University, and she's collecting data currently with injecting drug users in Springfield, Massachusetts. So we use the same questionnaire in the island, in the San Juan metro area. In Massachusetts, the Department of Public Health surveillance report indicates that as of September 2007, there are 17,057 total HIV/AIDS living cases. In Puerto Rico, HIV/AIDS seroprevalence is higher among Puerto Ricans compared to other Latino groups. Half of AIDS cases in Puerto Rico are due to heterosexual injection drug use. And between 1996 and 2004, injection drug users in Puerto Rico used mixtures of heroin and cocaine, speedball, and were more than three times likely to share needles and increasing HIV/AIDS risk. Data collection, the questionnaire was developed by the Center for Addictions Research and Services at Boston University. The questionnaire was translated and culturally adapted for Puerto Ricans. Data collection occurred in two locations, and in the island we had a group of outreach workers who help us find participants on the streets and plaza and shooting galleries in the San Juan metro area. The same was happening in Springfield, Massachusetts. The sample, we interviewed 149 people in the metro area. The interviews were conducted in Spanish by myself and a group of bilingual bicultural graduate students. Each interview took 45 minutes, and 10 interviews were excluded due to missing data or did not meet the study criteria. In Western Massachusetts, La Voz data collected began in 2002, but for this study, we merged 261 that completed interviews between 2004 and 2006. And the interviews were conducted by trained outreach workers from Tapestry Health Clinic. This is the team from Plaza Corazon in Puerto Rico who help us find the participants. And this is important because they established trust before we got there. They used a participatory approach and actually know many of the participants. So we joined them and went to the Chuli Gardens with them in this interviewing process. Independent variables, we look at gender, age, and homelessness. We were comparing Puerto Ricans in the island and in Western Massachusetts, and look at age of first incarceration, first injection, self-reported psychological symptoms. And very interesting, homelessness is similar in both locations. It's higher in Western Massachusetts. But level of incarceration is much higher in Puerto Rico compared to Western Massachusetts. And when we look at HIV/AIDS diagnosis, big difference between Puerto Rico and Western Massachusetts. This could be because there is a large number of incarceration, and in Puerto Rico, once you are incarcerated, there is a mandatory HIV testing. So they may be more aware of their status than in Western Massachusetts. The same with STD positive diagnosis, higher in Puerto Rico than Western Massachusetts, 26.6%. Now with hepatitis C is higher in Western Massachusetts. As I said before, Puerto Rico has 84.2% that were incarcerated, and 74.3% in Western Massachusetts. And when we look at depression, 66.2% said self-reported depression, as opposed to 83.9% in Western Massachusetts. So it's lower depression in Puerto Rico than in Western Mass. But when we look at attempted suicide, 27.3% in Puerto Rico reported attempted suicide versus 15.3%. And I think there is a cultural difference in the way that we define or say depression. And that's why those numbers are showing up like that. The location injection drug users residing in Western Massachusetts were 66% less likely to be HIV positive compared to IDUs residing in Puerto Rico. Age was significantly positively associated with HIV status. For every year older the respondent was, they were 1% more likely to be HIV positive than younger participants. And age of first injection was significantly and negatively associated with HIV status. Participants who were older at age of first injection were 6% less likely to be HIV positive. In regards to hepatitis C, age was significantly and positively associated with HIV, hepatitis C virus status. With every year of age, respondents were 1% more likely to have hepatitis C. Age of injection was significantly and negatively associated with hepatitis C. Those who were older at age of first injection were 4% less likely to be hepatitis C virus. And history of incarceration, those who had ever been incarcerated were 1.9 times more likely to have hepatitis C. And injection drug users residing in Western Massachusetts were 57% less likely to have STDs than those residing in Puerto Rico. Gender was significantly positively associated with STD status. Specifically, women were 3 times more likely to be STD positive than men, but that's not surprising either. So implications, we need to work toward better HIV prevention programs that address cultural needs of Latinos, specifically Puerto Ricans. Work towards better HIV prevention programs that tailor the needs of both locales. And a prevention program need to be developed specifically for the people that are living on the island versus people that migrate back and forth from Puerto Rico to Massachusetts or New York City, or the United States. We need to use more participatory approaches to prevention methods and improve access to drug treatment programs and continue to raise awareness in the Latino community and work to lessen stigma and prejudice toward the ambulantes, homeless, injecting drug users and HIV positive individuals. The ambulantes in Puerto Rico, in Spanish, means people who walk. And we're trying to create programs that reach them where they are and that use language that is accessible for them. So the limitations, this was not a random sample. We used a snowball sampling method to recruit the participants. All data collected on drug use, high-risk behaviors, HIV, hepatitis C, and STD was self-reported and not verified by other means. It was a relatively small sample and no numbers of participants with outcome variables may limit the power to detect for confounding factors and interaction effects, so a larger sample is recommended in both locations. And I'd be happy to answer more questions at the end. Thank you very much.